learn should be in Chutz for Mordechai Yaakov Yehuda Ben Rivka Pesach Shachar Yisrael Parshas Re'ei Shabbos Mevarchin El Shvi Zochah Bez Hashem to have a lichtiga healthy, safe, and Siyat Hashemaya to get El filled with tremendous Siyat Hashemaya. They say it. Rav Biederman writes from Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadi Ger Zuchus Galenu says the word Re'ei. Right, Re'ei Anochi Nosu Levnecha Yom Brachol Klala. The word Re'ei stands for Rosh Elul Hayom, which means today is the start of Elul. Today, Parshas Re'ei is the start of Elul. And Rav Biederman continues from the Trisker Magen and tells us a beautiful idea to be able to read that opening pasuk. Re'ei Anochi Nosu Levnecha Hayom Brachol Klala. Says the Trisker Magen, the Sefer Magen of Ram explains Re'ei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, take note. Anochi Nosin, I am giving you Elul. Lifnechem Hayom, before Rosh Hashanah. We know the Zohar tells us that at the end of the day, Hayom refers to Rosh Hashanah. Re'ei Anochi Nosin Lifnechem. I'm giving you before the Hayom. I'm giving you Re'ei. I'm giving you Rosh Chodesh El. I'm giving you the month of El. Make sure to be able to use it properly. Make sure to be able to use it wisely. And that's the whole vort that I saw from Rav Biederman. That Rosh Chodesh El, and even from Mevarchin El, we already have to have this in mind. Listen to the Torah Rav Biederman writes in his Sefer from the Bells of Rebbe, Vesach Adova Bells. The Pasuk says by Lavan and Periklam and Yaakov, when Yaakov's trying to escape, and Periklam and Aleph Pasuk Chavtes. And Lavan has this dream. And the Pasuk says, Yesh la'el yodi v'laso simochem ra ve'elokei avichem emesh amar aleiz le'imor yishamar lecha midavarim Yaakov mitov ad ra. Says Lavan to Yaakov, you know, I really have the power to be able to do you harm. But at the end of the day, you know, your God spoke to me last night and says, beware, do not touch Yaakov. And says the word, emesh. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Elokechem Avichem Emesh. What does Emesh stand for? Emesh stands for Shabbos Mevarchin El. And says the Belzer Rebbe, She Mishal Zum and Shemavarcha Chodesh Yikabal Atzma Lashu Betshuva Yiske Listom Biyam Shamastinim and Mekachrigim. If you decide on an Emesh, if you decide on Shabbos Mevarchin El, that I want to be better, and I want to be better, and I want to be kinder, and I want to be more sensitive, then you could silence all the lovins in the world. You could silence all the mastinim, all the mekachrigim, all the yitzahars in the world. When you decide Shabbos Mevarchin El, that you want to come back to the Rabbanu Shalom, you want to be able to be a better person, or a better husband, a better wife, a better son, a better daughter, a better Jew. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that love, and he puts all the things on the rest of the side. Obviously, we know all the Sram Sefer, Sol Salant, and all the Megiddo Mishnah, when they hear the word El, used to shiver. But at the end of the day, the more pshat is, obviously we have that yira, but it's a yira's haroimimus, it's a love, it's a yearning, it's a nili doidi vidoidi li. Listen to what the Chiddush Shorim says. Rav Biederman quotes this as well. Rav Biederman quotes the Chiddush Shorim, tells us, quoted by his grandson, the Sasemes Tafresh Mem Dalet, that we know that from the Kadmoinim, and tells us in Rekeach, that anil doidi vidoidi li, says the Chiddush Shorim, there's another Rosh Hatevus for the month of El. And we say it every day by David, except for Shabbos, right before Yichavot. He's your maker, he's our father, he's our maker. And we are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. Says the Chiddush Arim, Hu asanu velo. Velo could be spelled Lamed Aleph. It's a Kri Chsiv. We say it Lamed Aleph, but it's read velo Lamed Vav. The more you make yourself, Chiddush Arim says, the more you make yourself lamed af, the more you nullify yourself and make yourself lamed af, which means not, and you mevater yourself to the Rabbanu Shem, then the more lamed vav, then the more you're his, then the more Kadosh Baruch Hu is your shepherd. The more we nullify ourselves, which means the more we take El seriously, and we come back to the Rabbanu Shem, and we come back to him with love and with Yiras Haromimus, not just scared of what's fear, what's going to be the entire year, but because we want to, we have this ishtoikus to come back to the Rabbanu Shem. Then the more we're lamed alef to mivat ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the more lamed vav, then the more will be his. And this is exactly what he says, what we read in last week's parsha, when the pasuk says, "Ene Hashem lekecha bar mireishes hashana va'adachres hashana va'adachres hashana." Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are always from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. Says the Chazal in Gemara Rosh Hashanah Zayin Amar Alef, mireishes hashana refers to Rosh Hashanah, refers to Tishrei. Va'adachres hashana says the Sas Hemes. It has to refer to El. That the Rabbanu Shalom is Metzapa. He waits and he yearns for El to come. Because he knows that El is the time that we come back to the Rabbanu Shalom in Tshuva. We come back to Kadosh Baruch Hu with love and with care. And we come back to him with commitment and devotion and loyalty. And that is the whole vort of El. But it doesn't just start El. It really starts Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It really starts Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Mevarchin El. And that's what the whole Torah from Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadigar says. Re'ei stands for Rosh El Hayom. Parshas Re'eh. And the Trisker Magid tells us, Re'eh Anochi Nostin Lechem Ayom Bracha Klala. Re'eh, says the Trisker Magid, take notice. Anochi Nostin Levenechem. I'm giving you, before Hayom, before Rosh Hashanah, I'm giving you the Koyach of Elul. Remember what Elul is all about. Remember, says the Belzer Rebbe, remember the Koyach of Emesh, of Shabbos Mevarach and Elul, that if you be able to take Emesh seriously, right, Chashbarchu told Lavan, you're not able to touch Yaakov. Lavan says, Chashbarchu, your father told me I can't touch, your God told me I can't touch you. Emesh, we have to take Emesh seriously. When we take Emesh seriously, Emesh stands for Shabbos Mevarach and Elul. Then we could wipe away all the Yitzharas, all the Lavans in the entire world. And that's the whole Torah from the Chiddush Sharim. The Chiddushim tells us that besides Ani the Doid V'Doid Yili, there's a deeper pshat in when we say Mizmul Asod, Hu Asana V'Lo Anachnu. V'Lo, the more we nullify ourselves, Lamed Aleph, then the more Lamed Vav, we become His. And this is Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us, He yearns and He waits for the entire year, Mereshus Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, which is Tishrei Rosh Hashanah, and Achas Hashanah, until at the end of the year, He yearns and waits for Elul, because you know Elul is the time where His loved ones come back to their Bona Shalom. And He's Metzapa for that love. He yearns for that love. He yearns for that romance. He yearns for us to be able to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He yearns for us to be able to come back to Him. Listen to this Maisa. Rav Biederman writes, the story goes that the great master of the Rav Chaim Bremi Vishlam Kodesh Tzal, he once saw one of his students in Elul, and he said the following thing. He says, "How are you, cousin?" The Bacha didn't understand what he meant, because they weren't cousins. And Chaim Brim explained to him, you know, in the month, Hashem is like our uncle. In this month of Elul, Kadosh Baruch is like our uncle. Because we say, Ani L'dod V'dod Li. We have the same caring uncle. We have a L'dodi, right? L'dod is uncle. We have the same caring uncle. That makes us cousins. The more we feel the love, the more we feel the care, the more we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's love and yearning for us, the more we will yearn to come back to Him. But as Ani L'dodi, we have to take the first step. The Sfarim say, and then V'dod Li, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us the Beloved. And that's the whole Torah that B'nai Yischazkah writes. B'nai Yischazkah writes, if I just have one more minute. Actually, I have plenty of time here, but I don't like going over too much. B'nai Yischazkah writes, you know, we, the mazel of the month of Av is a lion. That's what represents the month of Av, is a lion, is an Aryeh. The month, the mazel of the month of Elul is a Basula, is the young lady. The Gemara tells us it's better to walk behind the lion than to walk behind the young lady. Says the B'nai Yischazkah, you know what the whole Torah is about? What's the Gemara really teaching us? Better to walk behind the lion than a young lady. Besides Shemir Seinam, what's the deeper pshat? Deeper pshat is better to do tshuva. Don't wait for Elul to come. Ready, start to be able to do tshuva right in the month of Av. Really, we still have a few days of left of Av. Make sure to be able to walk behind the lion. What does it mean, walk behind the lion? Already do tshuva in the month of Av. Come back to the Bona Shalom in love and Av, besimcha. And then when you come to Elul, even when Erev, when Shabbos Vrach and Elul comes, you're already yearning for the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should merit Be'ez Hashem to take all these ideas of returning to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to returning who we truly are, to returning to our true essence. Like the Chiddush Sharim says, Magin Avram means, we say Magin Avram, that deeper Pintaliyid inside of us, that no matter what we did the entire year, we could always have that Pintaliyid. We could light that Neshama on fire, light that spark on fire. To remember, Banim Atem L'Hashem L'Kechem, like we say in this week's Parsha, we have a Ben, we have a Bas, we have a direct access to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Gemara Kiddush Shalom Vav tells us, when do we consider Kadosh Baruch Hu's children? Be'kach v'kach. Rabbi Meir says, and it's usually machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Ben kach v'kach nikar banim. Rabbi Meir says, no matter what, we are considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And the Rashba says we passing like Rabbi Meir. And then the Korban Rebbe says the mitzvah of the first name of this Rashba. We should be zochet Rosh Hashem to remember that we have this direct access. To remember that the kedusha of Elul already starts in the month of Av. The kedusha of Elul already starts erev Shabbos Shabbos Mevarach and Elul. And the more Be'ez Hashem we take advantage of these holy minutes and these holy days to come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not out of fear, out of sweat, what's going to be the entire year, but out of love, out of yearning and commitment and dedication, the more we'll Be'ez Hashem have Siyat Hashmar for the upcoming year. Shvi Zochu Be'ez Hashem, to have a Ksiva Chlima Tova, a good Geben Shir, a year filled with Nachas, Brachas, safety, Kedusha, health, Refuas, Tishuas, and we should see the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Geula, and Yishlam Yekosh Be'ez Hashem, wishing everyone a Lichtige Shabbos and a Lichtige Elul Shchoich.